Well, good morning. It's 9:58 here on Radio 1190. This is Uncle Jeff and Ukulele Loki getting ready to do our Route 78 West thing. How you doing, Jeff?
Oh, pretty good here. We're actually going on a minute early. Wow.
Are we? Maybe we should just talk for a minute and give all those folks all their time to get tuned in and get ready to do country, western swing, honky-tonk, spaghetti western, surf music, and all those other strange types of things at this early hour of the morning.
It seems early to me. I was racing to get back here from camp, and late last night got in, and got to say, it's kind of fun throwing on the old shirt from camping, and it smells like wood smoke. You kind of remember you have a good time.
All right.
Up near Wyoming up there.
So we'll play some music, hopefully reminiscent of a good camping trip. And I've actually, for this first one, I got to send a song out. My sister's been in town. Her boyfriend's brother got married, and they had a very nice ceremony, and so their whole family's been in town here, and I believe they're probably, well, they're still in Boulder, but they're hitting the road right about now to get headed back their way to Utah. And with so much romance in the air, and what with it being a morning show and all that, I figured I'd start things off right, since we just had a nice brunch. And I'll play for the new couple and for Brian's folks and for my sister too. It's a nice little romantic number. And if you've got a dear one out there, you can sing it to her. I'll send it out to my sweetie as well. It's a little coffee in the morning to get things started off to a romantic edge. And then we'll probably get into some country music, which usually tends to be more about heartbreak, drunkenness, and depression. But, you know, we'll see where it goes.
All right, here's a little Jim and Bob here.
It's just a simple thing. I've only one ambition, to have the right to bring you your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night. It makes no difference where we decide to live, as long as I'm the one who's always gonna give you your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night. The job of loving you is legal according to the NRA. So let us have a big blue eagle to keep the big bad wolf away. There are a few things you may dislike in me, but you can count on two things that I will guarantee, dear. Your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night.
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you. Dreaming the lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say? After I've taken the blame. You say you're through. You'll go your way. But I'll always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you.
But you won't be there. You don't know how to be on the square. Have your fun, baby, if you must. Before I'll have a woman I can't trust. I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow log.
Must have loved America to make it the land of the free. He took a corner of heaven and gave it to you and me. You're welcome in America, as long as your heart beats true. God must have loved America, so I love America too. I've so much to be thankful for, oh, I just want to sing. And I feel just as wealthy as a monarch or a king. 'Cause I live in a country that believes in liberty. I'm happy and contented and grateful as can be. God must have loved America to make it the land of the free. He took a corner of heaven and gave it to you and me. You're welcome in America, as long as your heart beats true. God must have loved America, so I love America too. God must have loved America to make it the land of the free. He took a corner of heaven and gave it to you and me. You're welcome in America, as long as your heart beats true. God must have loved America, I love America too.
America, we salute you.
Yes, sir. It's going on to you guys out there that they worry about our politics and think we need a little bit of a adjustment to the right.
Well, I love America. That's why I'm so darn outraged with the clown that's currently driving this ship ahead at the rocks. Get out of there, you fool.
All right,
where you going?
That was Gene Autry coming off a nice old 78, and that's courtesy of our pal Eric there. It's one of the ones we transcribed, Loki and me, a couple weeks back, and kind of fun there, you know, kind of schmaltzy, but fits the bill.
Yeah, again, we take these from old 78 RPM records that are scritchy and scratchy, and we put them onto CDs for your listening pleasure.
That is correct, and hopefully this morning we're going to do the things that make you happy, eating your breakfast, whatever. You are listening to Route 78 West. It's a KBCU Boulder, and Loki and I have been doing this show for years, kind of like one of these things where we get together and we talk about music and try to figure out what to do, and show sometimes starts out with the old stuff. Sometimes it goes into the new. I don't know. What do we think today? Just back and forth?
We'll probably just sort of take them as they come. I always like staying in the old zone. Of course, I can hang out there as long as I like. I really like watching the old movies and getting the old recordings. And I really like these schmaltzy old numbers like what I started with today. I just think they're brilliantly, beautifully written songs sung by people who care to sing them well. And speaking of good singers, I'll tell you about that last one that we had in there. Was the tune was Guilty, and that got a little bit of a renaissance in current interest because they included in that great film Amelie, that one's in that scene, one of the scenes in that film. But that was Russ Colombo singing it. He was one of those early singing folks in a lot of the talkies, kind of a contemporary of Bing Crosby in that whole scene. And that was him singing Guilty, which has lyrics by Gus Kahn, who, in my opinion, wrote every good song that was ever written. Also in that set. Oh, did I go out of order there?
Yeah, that's all right. But Cats and the Fiddle, yeah. We played that there, too.
You can tell us a little about this. That was the song was I'd Rather Drink Muddy Water.
Yeah, Cats and the Fiddle were kind of like a pop band in some ways in the 30s. Actually, these recordings are all coming from 1930, 1931. That's it. And great stuff on the Bluebird label. Actually, listened over time. Kind of love that jazzy sort of feel and everything that's in there. And they were kind of a swing band, minstrel-style stuff. And kind of got lost in the shuffle, and then the good folks at RCA released this double vinyl record back in the 70s, of all things. And pretty hard to find this stuff right now, but listen to some of that. Looking at both agree, it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I'm mighty glad that they put that out. Originally, that was on Bluebird, which anything on Bluebird, probably good. That's just a great label back in the day. And we started, okay?
Oh, actually, we started with Coffee in the Morning, yeah. Jim and Bob. That's a 1938 for all you guys keeping track out there.
And it's just so darn sweet. But we're probably getting out of sweetness territory because we're going to ramp it up into a little more kind of country sounds from the man himself.
That's right. Coming back on the camping trip here, little George Jones and the CD player. And this one here reminded me, Loki and I have been doing this show about 5 years, and there ain't no money in this deal. We're a bunch of paid volunteers, as they call
unpaid
it.
Unpaid volunteers.
Yeah.
Meet you on the street, and I'll stop and talk to you. You can walk around the block, and I will walk around it too. We can sit down in the park, do some loving in the dark. But to me, you don't appeal, cause there ain't no money in this deal. You might say to me, let's eat. I might say my name is Pete. And you say that yours is Joyce, but I know it could be Lois. We can go ahead and steal a life that isn't real later. I might say I'm Bill, cause there ain't no money in this deal. I say until you buy me an automobile, but I won't stay with you still unless there's money in this day. She's already got her fill. Told me go find myself another, cause there ain't no money in this deal. I mean it, baby. There's no money in this deal.
Now when the big bad wolf got in Grandma's house, and little Red Riding Hood was scared as a mouse, and just like her, I'm scared through and through, that some two-legged wolf would run away with you. So run 'em off, no use to talk all day. Run 'em off, they're trying to get you to play. Run 'em off, make 'em let us be. If you don't run 'em off, I swear you're cheating on me. Now there's an Iceman, Milkman, and folks out of town. They don't come to visit, they just hang around. They act just as friendly as can be, but I don't think they care a thing about me. So run them off, don't talk too long. Run them off, so we can be alone. Run them off, and make them let us be. If you don't run them off, I swear you're cheating on me. Whistle and how at you when they get too close. Then I wanna say shoo, cause it looks like they wanna take a bite of you. So run them off, don't talk too much. Run them off, you're gonna get in Dutch. Run them off and and make them let us be. If you don't run them off, I swear you're cheating on me. Now once I ended this song, but I'll write some more, 'cause there's a half a dozen wolves coming up to my door. I can tell by looking, 'cause it's plain to see that they're not here to make eyes at me. Run them off. Don't want them hanging around. Run them off. You'll be the talk of the town. Run them off. And make them let us be. If you don't run them off, I swear you're cheating on me.
Sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
As the years rolled on for me, I know she'll call my name in prayer, praying that I'll always lead the straight and narrow way. I know she'll call my name in prayer. Yes, Mother, call. I heard her call my name in prayer.
All right, covering a little bit for the Sunday show there. I thought I heard my mother call her name in prayer. That's Webb Pierce. We just played you there, kind of like the pantheon of probably some of the four of the best honky-tonk singers there ever were.
I think you couldn't really argue that those would be the heavy hitters.
Doc, if you're listening, I know you could argue, but that's for you. This George Jones started us off with, there ain't no money in the deal. And
ain't that a fact?
All of us out here that do this for the love and know that. And we
do it for the love, and we do it for you. And so if you like what you're hearing, you can always get in touch with us through the website at Route78West.com and tell us you love us, or tell us to shut up and play more music. We'll keep doing what we do, but you know, if it helps you, you go around and write it down.
And we had Lefty in there, Lefty Frizzell with Run 'Em Off. I love that track. Only Wheeler wrote that one. And then Hank Williams, there's one I can't believe I never played that on the show. Kind of steer from some of the famous stuff, but that's a great one, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. And Webb Pierce there. And, you know, I was on this George Jones kick, and I'm realizing, God, I ought to do a special on him just to talk about this stuff. All the early stuff in particular, George Jones stands on its own. Great stuff. And Honky Tonk Two Step, hopefully we got some of you guys dancing out there in the kitchen. But coming back from camping trips, driving through Wyoming, George Jones, this is the right thing. In fact, I had turned it up real loud, have the windows down, dog in the car and a canoe on the car, and some of the cowboys look in the car and they look at me and they look at my dog and they hear the George Jones. Everything's all right.
They're like, he's a big, long-bearded fella from Colorado. Okay, he's listening to George. It's okay. Yeah, whenever I drive through Wyoming, I make sure to put on something like that if I ever get pulled over. You know, the good old boys appreciate that up there. But you were camping. I don't know if you noticed this. You probably did. But I think somewhere around 4 or 5 days ago, it stopped being summer, and you can feel it. How was camping?
I could feel it in the morning. We had frost, and, you know, like you sit around the fire just freezing your ass off in the morning trying to get the bacon and eggs to cook, but they're frozen. And water on the dog bowl, you know, that kind of thing. And it was windy as heck up there. And I don't know, I guess that part of, you know, is right up at the top of the mountain, the divide there, up by the Mount Zirkle Wilderness. And I'll tell you one thing, that wind in Wyoming and the wind up in northern Colorado, that can be unreal. We're out there on the lake there doing some fishing, and God, all of a sudden, 4-foot white caps and zigzagging and tacking with the canoe, trying to keep the dog and myself from going swimming, because it would have been cold.
You didn't capsize, huh?
Just about. I had water breaking over the bow. So.
Did all the other fools you were camping with decide to go out on the river or out on the lake, I mean?
No, it was me, and it was the thing I do. You've seen this on the radio show, too. It's for the principle of the thing.
You're sort of stubborn that way.
I brought my boat. Yeah. I'm taking it out, by golly. So, all right.
I'm glad you made it back in one piece.
Yeah, I had my life jacket on for those that are keeping score. Here's another George Jones, though. This one here, just because I felt like doing it, and also its title is pretty self-explanatory. Don't Stop the Music.
Don't stop. Let it play one more song, the same one that's played tonight for so long. She's out with another, I saw them tonight, sitting there close together. She knows that's not right. So don't stop the music, let it play one more song, the same one that's played tonight for so long. My pockets are empty, I've spent my last dime, but I've just gotta hear that song one more time.
I know that it's wrong, but I want you to hear the words of that song. So don't stop the music, don't make me go home. I know she's not there, and I'd cry all night long. Don't stop the music, let it play one more song, the same one that's played tonight for so long. My pockets are empty, I've spent my last dime, but I've just got to hear that song one more time.
Love means nothing to a young man till it's too late, when love turns to pain. If you're like me, love is pain. To say the word can hurt you. I'm not drunk enough to say I love you. It's not your fault, I want you to know my feelings for you. My heart beats, but it won't beat my mind. It shouldn't be this hard, I know, 'cause love is just a pastime. But I'm not drunk enough to say I love you. I'm not drunk enough to say I love you. So won't you let me buy another round? We'll drink and dance and drink some more, then dance and drink again. Till I'm drunk enough to say I love you. I love you. So won't you let me buy another round? We'll drink and dance and drink some more, then dance and drink again. Until I'm drunk enough, I'm still not drunk enough.
Dreamed of an old love affair. the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bulged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, a city slicker came and he said, I'm tough, I think I wanna taste that powerful stuff. He took one swish lug and he drank it right down, and I heard him a-moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Jeff, isn't it a little early for White Lightning?
I don't know. I feel like I was there last night.
You know, I just, speaking of corn, I found out recently that the way the Humphreys, my grandma's side of the family, ended up in Utah is they had a still and they were bootlegging down south and they had to flee the law, and that's how they ended up in Utah, of all places.
That's a pretty good story, actually.
Yes, indeed.
He was up there in Saratoga, hit the hot springs, and there's all these Utahns that are there. You know, they got the twins and everything. It seems like that's how it works.
Big families in Utah. That's the way we do it. And speaking of which, some of my kin are driving that way right now, and hopefully they're still getting our signal, because I've been told that during the daylight hours, Radio 1190 signal reaches all the way down to Castle Rock and north up to Fort Collins, and I've even been told you can sometimes get it up through Laramie. Of course, we decrease our power during the evening hours, which used to cut into our show, but now that we're early risers, we don't have to contend with that problem anymore.
God, you threw me, Loki. I thought you were doing.
You thought it was time for the power down.
Yeah, I'm going. Wait a minute.
Old memories are coming back and haunting you. Let's talk about the artist in that last set.
Speaking of some old memories, started out that set there. He's going out for Doc again. He says, "You're doing a country show." I go, "Yeah. You know what? I think we got to do one of these." It's George Jones and Don't Stop the Music. And Rex Hobart, and I'm not drunk enough to say I love you. I like that guy. He's coming, October
1st? Oh, yeah, Rex Hobart and the Misery Boys. You've got to see these guys. I mean, they are the real deal. If you just want, like, heartbreak and tear-in-your-beer hard country, you've got to see them. They're phenomenal live. They're really tight players. Great songwriting, alternately hilarious and heartbreaking at once. And they're going to be at Bender's on October 1st. That's a Saturday. And I'm not promising anything, but boy, that's real close to our show on a Sunday, so I don't know. I'm going to have to start sending some emails, see if we can talk to those guys.
Jack Bender's a good place to see those guys. And Dave Stogner in there, his widow Viola sent me a disc here, I Dreamed of an Old Love Affair, and it's kind of fun. She's keeping this music alive. Guy from back in the Western Swing days, so that's pretty cool. You know, we're talking about White Lightning there, George Jones, and I think my favorite White Lightning these days is Jimador. It's a tequila that is pretty strong, and yeah. I don't know, sitting around the campfire, everybody's singing, playing their songs. Some of these things enter their vernacular. Here's a live version of Gillian Welch, Look at Miss Ohio. I think it's coming a campfire song.
This is one of those sit around, grab your guitar, and sing along kind of tunes.
Love the old man. Look at this Won't you scratch my itch, sweet Annie Rich, and welcome me back to town. Come out on the porch, step to your part, I'll tell you how it all went down. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels, in a good saloon. Every single tale. Oh, but I remember something you once told me. Yeah, and I'll be damned if it did not come true. 20,000 roads I went down. They all led me straight back home to you. 'Cause I hit it west, grow up with the country. Across those prairies with those waves of green. And I saw my devil
down a soul, my deep blue sea. And I thought about a calico bonnet from Cheyenne, Tennessee. Well, we flew straight across that river bridge last night at 2:30. Switchman waved his lantern goodnight in the day as we went rolling through. Billboards and truck stops passed by the grievous angel. And I knew then just what I'd have to do.
Came from a modern town. They call Said your mama was a drinker. She had a picture of Jesus on her sink. And baby, I'm coming for you tonight. Baby, I'm coming for you tonight. Baby, I'm coming for you
letting it go out there. That's Iron and Wine and Calexico, Marriage Made in Heaven, and a brand new disc called He Lays in the Rains, called Lays in the Rains, and that is the track He Lays in the Rains. Sam Beam's writing has always been, for me, it's allegory, but it makes lots of sense, and I know horse riders out there know the whole feeling of being in that zone. So that's a great song, and I like the Spanish singing on that. It's kind of fun. They're coming to the Fillmore October 26th, and looking forward to that. We got some collects go up our sleeve to after we yaddle here.
So. Now, they're not going to let you do a poster for that one, are they?
Oh, that's already done, yes. It's in the, in the bag.
I can't wait to see it. You did a Sunvolt poster, too. Is that, I haven't seen that around town yet. You got that one up? You've been printing? You've been busy, man?
Yeah, I've been busy, but, you know, it's not about me. Come on. What we have there? We had a good little set there, the classic alternative Americana. You know, it's stuff that no one seems to play that they should play all the time there. Started out with a really nice version of Look at Miss Ohio acoustic. That's come from Telluride this year, Gillian Welch, and just a treat. That's a campfire song these days. A lot of people seem to like to play that around, and I like it. Some of that stuff just eventually creeps into the vernacular, and everybody knows the song, and then, you know, we were sitting around with the smoky fire, playing a little guitar ourselves the other couple, was it two nights ago, and just kind of realizing, singing some of these old ones, they still have meaning even like, you know, 20, 30 years later, but then it's funny what people pick up with new stuff. And
That's the mark of great art. You know, some people still produce those old Greek tragedies, believe it or not. So
yeah, and there's
you hit on something, it's universal.
That guy with the funny hairdo in England, too, Shakespeare's, isn't it? So anyway, then follow that up, just because I felt like it, that was Brian Adams with Gillian Welch, coming from Nashville, Tennessee, 10/28/1999, and that was The Return of the Grievous Angel, obviously a Gram Parsons song, and done pretty darn nice. And that made me want to go backwards, Okie. We're talking about this one, Whiskey Town, that was Mining Town was the name of the song. That's Ryan Adams' first band. Came out originally on Mood Food Records in 1995, and that's the original version. And when they remastered that record, I think they sort of, they neutered it, and they did something to it where they took away some of the rawness of the recordings.
So. Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's the thing. Sometimes remastering is a dangerous thing. All right, He Lays in the Rains with Calexico was the last one, Iron and Wine and Calexico. And just because I got Calexico on the brain, and some of you guys are out there getting ready to have brunch, because that's what normal folks do on Sunday. They don't come to a freezing cold radio station. And,
it's almost 11 o'clock. My goodness, how the time flies.
I'd be having two margs and a big pile of green chili right about now.
I wouldn't even be up yet, truth be told. But you are listening to Route 78 West on Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder. And since it is, as you say, margarita and brunch time.
Here it is. This is Calexico Classic, coming from South by Southwest this year's Aguero Canelo.